Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 9th December 2020. Top stories for today. A group of more than 200 durian farmers in Pahang who are part of an ongoing legal dispute against a private corporation looking to take over their farms won yet another minor reprieve today when the Kuantan High Court delayed its decision for another 2 weeks for two similar judicial review leave applications. The farmers are now free to resume work on their land for another 2 weeks without interference from the authorities. Penang Chief Minister Chow Kon Yao said the state does not agree with Kedah's approval for mining of rare earth elements, which could jeopardize water security for the northern states. Penang is urging Putrajaya to stop rare earth mining activities in Ulu Muda, Sik and Baling in Kedah to protect the water supply security of Perlis, Kedah and Penang. 4 men were charged in the Kuala Lumpur Magistrates Court today with the murder of a former Malaysian Agricultural Research and Development Institute MARDI Director of Information Technology Dr. Wan Hassan Wan Embong in a robbery at his residence 2 weeks ago. All 4 men acknowledged their charges but did not enter a plea as the case comes under the High Court's jurisdiction. India reports more than 32,000 new cases of the coronavirus, taking its total to 9.74 million. The number of deaths rose by 402, with the total now at 141,360. India has the world's second highest caseload, but daily infections have dipped steadily since hitting a peak in September. India's government said it will consider amending reforms that have sparked protests by farmers, fearing the end of guaranteed crop prices, but it will not abandon the plan. Farmers have been demonstrating for 2 weeks against the deregulation that will allow them to sell produce to buyers beyond government-regulated wholesale markets, where growers are assured a minimum price. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern paid emotional tribute to victims of the White Island volcano eruption today on the first anniversary of the disaster that claimed 22 lives and left dozens more with horrific injuries. Almost 50 people, mostly Australian tourists, were on the island, also known as Wakari, in December last year when a column of burning ash and steam blasted from a volcanic vent. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.